Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Well, Happy New Year. This is Roy Matlock Jr. as we get rolling with the Money and Business Hour. You know, it's gone on almost 2 years now since I got back moving on the radio. I hope you've enjoyed all the shows, and this year's going to be no different. We're going to keep educating you on money and, you know, the two most important things that I believe are out there even more today than ever before is you got to pay attention to, you know, what you're doing to earn money and also what you do with your money. And, you know, we have experienced an interesting last 12 months, or actually last 9 months. But anyway, with that being said, I thought I would just take a little look back. And the reason the look back is here is in order to kind of give you an idea that, you know, things are, they're just about normal. All right. I know that they're different, but they're just about normal. And when it comes to your money and earning money and saving money and investing money, things are just about normal. And that's what you got to always remember, that things are never as good or as bad as they seem at the moment. You know, we're waking up tomorrow, hopefully, and we'll see the sunrise. And if you do, that's a good day. And so as we start this year off, I thought I'd look back. You know, I remember starting the year last year, and I was talking about, hey, last year the stock market, 2019, was up 31%. And people were excited. We had record numbers of people that were millionaires in their 401ks. And, you know, things are good. The economy is rocking. Everything's going. And then the next thing you know, in March, here comes the pandemic. Matter of fact, I was one of those early adopters of the corona. I got it the first week of March. And fortunately for me, I didn't have, you know, really that bad of symptoms. But, you know, I did have fever and I was tired and all that kind of stuff. And I was traveling, speaking at an event. I guess I got it there. Right after that, they didn't let us travel anymore, really, to big crowds. And then we got dealt the corona. I don't know what you call it. We got the corona, and suddenly people are locking in, and they're worried about their family, which they still are. They're worried about their health, and they still are, you know. And unfortunately, some people over this last 12 months, you know, or last since it started, you know, have lost their lives, and it's sad. And but things are just about like normal, and that you may not think that, but when it comes to things that involve, you know, survival and taking care of yourself, things are pretty much the way they are. And so then here comes March and the stock market's down 30%, and I'm sitting there and I'm getting phone calls. People are panicked. They're like, you know, what should I do? Should I cash out? Should I do this? And, you know, what's the world going to come to? And before I knew it, you know, it's like the market started recovering again. And I had told people, so, you know, always look long term and just stay the course. And, you know, things are never as good or as bad as they seem at the moment. And just keep working on the things that really matter, like becoming better at what you do, so you're more valuable. Learn how to pivot around and do things. You know, we got introduced to Zoom even in a bigger way. I'd been using Zoom for years, but, you know, we watched everyone all over the world start to use Zoom. They're starting to work from home. You know, some people lost their jobs. If you're one of those, then it's time for you to take a look back and say, okay, what can I do to keep this from, you know, happening again? We've had political unrest, you know, even more now. I mean, gosh, I mean, the biggest unrest that we've ever had. So what do? You just stay the course. And that's what we're going to talk about now, is staying the course. And so what we should have learned from the 2020 year is that earning money matters. How you earn money matters. We should learn that handling our money matters. We should learn you can never be too conservative, because things can happen and do happen that are unexpected. We should have learned that we need to have a plan. I tell people that if you want to have a plan that works, put it on paper. And the most important thing that you can do once you've put it down, maybe you put it on your computer, but you put it, I always print it off. And that is I wake up every morning and I read it. And it gets it ingrained in me. So I need a plan. I need a plan for my income. I need a plan for a lot of different things. Because we're a money and business show, we're going to talk about just the financial aspects and the income aspects and the outgo aspects. But, you know, I have written goals for my personal life and for my family and for, you know, even my golf game. How about that? And I wake up and I read them and I stay focused. And, you know, if I get off track, first thing I need to do is just read my goals and keep me going. So we need to learn some things, right? And another one is don't panic. All right, because panicking has never worked. You know, knee-jerk reactions to things that go on never work well for people. And so don't panic. Be flexible. Be able to pivot quickly. All right, so let's make a change and pivot. All right, maybe we need to change a few things here. Maybe we need to look back, and we're going to look at the things that worked for us, and we're going to look at the things that don't work, and we're going to have our to-do list, which is things that do work and that we need to do every day. And then we're going to have our not-to-do list, which are things that didn't work and harm us. We don't want to make our worst habits become our worst behaviors become our habits. And so what we do is we learn from the past. We look back when it comes to our money and our finances and things like that. I've heard this so many times, people saying things to like, if I ever get out of this mess, if I can ever get out of this mess, never again will I go there. Never again will I go there, right? So what happens is we have to work on getting better, smarter all the time. And then what will happen one day is you will wake up and actions have consequences. And those actions that you've been taking good steps on are working out for you. So what I want to do now is I want to invite you to something that will allow you to get better. And, you know, I hear this all the time. They should teach financial affairs in high school. You know, I wish my kids knew all this kind of stuff. So this is not just for kids, but I want to invite you to our upcoming Family Financial Workshop. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. January 23rd. It's free, so you can invite your friends, family, and teenagers to learn about money. It's a three-hour course taught by guys like me, my friends, and myself. If you would like to find out more, go to roymatlockjr.com. That's January 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit roymatlockjr.com in order to register. And we'll be right back. We're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here. If you're just tuning in, we're kind of starting this new year, 2021, off with some learning from the past. And I've got four or five bullet points that we're going to work on today that we should have learned from 2020, which will allow us to be better in 2021. You know, you always want to learn from your experience. That's why as you get older in life, you always need to analyze things, and every year you look back. I've done this for many years. You know, I don't want to have, 20 years of one. I don't want to have 1 year of experience 20 times over. I want to have 20 years of experience, because what I've been doing is looking back and saying, that didn't work. Maybe I need to change that, and maybe I need to learn from that. Maybe I need to read and become better so I can end up doing better. And so what we're going to do now, there's about 6 or 7 points that I want to hit on that we're going to take throughout this show as well as into other shows. The first one is earning money matters. All right, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about an income plan. Handling our money matters. That's the second point. The next one is you can never be too conservative. The fourth point is have a plan. The fifth, don't panic. The sixth, be flexible and be able to pivot. How about that? So what we're going to do now is we're going to get into that. If you're just tuning in, I've been doing this show for many, many years. Was on air for, 8 years every single day on what's called the Money Game back, which eventually became the Dave Ramsey Show. And so when it comes to money and doing things like this, I can teach you a lot of things, and that's the goal here. And that will allow you to get smarter, more confident, and the more confidence you have, the better off you're going to be. So read this article out of Forbes magazine, and it said, would you change jobs to ensure that you had the ability to work from home on a permanent basis? Guess what the results were? 50% of the people surveyed said, sure, I'd change jobs if I could just have a work from home type thing. People like that. You know, real estate market is starting to respond to that with, you know, studios and bigger homes and open air areas, you know, patios, things like that, because people are getting used to it. I mean, I've always worked from home and done my own thing. And, you know, so that's something that you might want to consider. So first thing you do when you start thinking about earning money matters, there's a couple things that I've learned over time about your income. The first thing about your income, if you want to have a big income, and you know, all things being equal, if you make twice as much money as you're making right now, you should be able to do better financially. And if your goal is to do better financially, one of the key elements is you always want to increase your income. Now, what is the key element to increasing your income? Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to analyze your income. So when you start looking at that, you say, well, you know, my income is this. Why is my income? Why am I making 60 grand a year? Why am I not making 200,000 a year? Well, it may be that your job that you're involved in right now has become a commodity. Maybe it's just not that valuable anymore. It may be that your industry is shrinking. You know, I'll give you some examples. If you were in the magazine business, I had a friend of mine that published, you know, that's what he did in a printing business, made ridiculous amounts of money printing big magazines. And now what happens? Well, the magazine business is all but disappeared. You know, there's a few of them out there, but the point being is, or the book business, when you're out there, you know, printing and doing all that kind of stuff, you know, cause it all went online. Or maybe you were, at the, airport and you were a baggage handler, and then one day, kind of like the caveman, they invented wheels on suitcases. And you're like, my job went away. So the first thing you need to do is you need to ask yourself, is your industry the type of business that's going to last? Because if it isn't, it's only a matter of time before your income's going to either remain flat or go away. So I would analyze my income. The second thing I would do is I would make a list of my skill sets. What am I good at? All right. What can I do? What am I really, really good at? And also, what do I like to do? You know, if you like to do something, you're going to get much better at it than if you dislike it. I always tell people, if you hate your job, you're going to hate your income. Because if you walk into a job and you don't like it, it's very simple to see. You're not going to wake up and do, after 35 years, what I do and still be excited about it, helping people with their money. If I don't like it, it would come out. But, you know, I like doing what I'm doing. All right. So as a result of liking it, it allows me to get better. Because I'm going to put time into it. I wake up every day. I'm reading. I'm finding out how I can get better at it. It's kind of like when you play a sport or have a hobby. You know, nobody drives you to practice, you know, all right, because you want to get better and so on. The only problem with most hobbies, we don't get paid. But the fact of the matter is if you looked at your job or your business that you're in and you found something you really love to do, then you're going to wake up every day and you enjoy reading about it. You enjoy getting better at it, that kind of thing. The next thing I would tell you, which is a new one, is analyze your job's pandemic strength. What that means is if we have another pandemic or something like this, How's your job going to hang out? How's your business going to hold up? All right. So then what we do then is we're taking a self-analysis because, you know, a year ago, you might have been cruising along and life was good and you didn't realize that the restaurant industry was going to get buried or the hospitality industry was going to get completely killed, or you worked at the airlines or you did all these different things and you never thought for a minute there could be something that would shut it down like that and make it happen. And many, many other businesses that we don't even know about that just really got harmed, any personal service business, all those kind of things. And so what you want to do is you want to analyze your pandemic strength. All right. What is your business going to do this year if the vaccine doesn't really pan out? Okay, what are you going to do? So we start going through this because earning money matters. All right. So then what we want to do then is we want to go from there and create a self-growth plan. And what do I mean by that? In other words, you don't want to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. What you want to do is you want to get very deep in your knowledge in specific subjects that will allow you to become valuable. And then once you become valuable, you don't ever have to worry about earning money anymore because you have a skill set in an industry that's got strength against whatever it may be pandemic-wise, which in many cases, the most important thing that you can do from a strength standpoint is find something that you can do from your home. Because if you can do it from your home, you can, and if you can do it through the internet, you know, I do all these appointments over and over and over again and see people. I do it through Zoom meetings. So it doesn't matter where I'm at. If I want to go to Florida, you know, and it's warm when it's cold here, it doesn't stop me because I have the ability to communicate all over the country, that kind of thing. So we want to create a self-growth plan. What do? I always say the people that you hang out with, if you want to know how well you're going to do, look at your five closest friends and look at the last five things you've been reading about. And take the average of all of that, and that's where you're at. All right? So if you want to improve on that, guess what you do? You get better by upgrading, always upgrading. The next thing is I would work on creating multiple income streams. I know in my life I've got four different income streams outside of my investment income. And as a result of that, if one of them kind of gets dinged a little bit, then I got the other one. But at the same time, I also have a core business and I have things that that associate and support my core business, and I put it into multiple income streams. So you might think about that as you go into 2021. And the last thing is understand that if you're going to get ahead in your income and earnings, you need to go to work. All right. And work hard. And once you start working hard, you'll find out that opportunities seem to come your way. People love to find people that are hard workers. They want, those people are valuable. So think about this. If you're smart and you're a hard worker, what a combination. If you're great at what you do and you work hard, everybody wants you. That's what I look for when I'm looking for people. So with all that being said, if you've learned anything from the pandemic, it's very important to earn money. And it's also very important how you earn money. So I'm going to throw in something real quick. You know, I have trained people for many, many years. If you'd like to have an additional income stream working from home, I'm going to give you an idea. You could get licensed with me and become a financial advisor. So get licensed with me and become a financial advisor. If you'd like to find out how you could do something like that on a sideline spare time way, visit roymatlockjr.com and check Join the Team. We'll be right back. All right. Hey, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are continuing on our kickoff show for 2021. And if you would like information or to reach me, you can always contact 615-843-2999. That's my office number, as well as you can visit roymatlockjr.com and download just a number of things that's going on, as well as register for our upcoming Family Financial Workshop, which is going to be something that, you know, you can bring your kids in on. And I say bring them because it's a Zoom. It's 3 hours of great information that we're going to be doing on January 23rd. So if you want to jump in there and visit roymatlockjr.com, we can do that. And so as we come into the show today, you know, we did kind of a recap, you know. What did we learn from 2021, or what we should have learned? And the first part was earning money matters and how you earn your money. And we talked about that in the last segment. And now we're going to go into the next segment, and that's handling our money matters. And so when I start thinking about handling our money, you know, I know people that if they were to get $10,000 right now, and that was the only $10,000 that they have, in other words, if they hit the lotto and they got 10 grand and they're broke right now and they've been broke and they got 10 grand, you know what the first thing they would do with that is they would go spend it. All right. They might even go put a down payment on a car and then go get them a car payment because they don't know how to handle their money. So what happens with me is I've always wanted to get free, all right? And getting free is being in a position to where you just don't worry about money. You got plenty of other things to worry about. You know, I tell people at the beginning of the year, one of the first things you should do is make a list of all of your stressors, things that really stress you. And usually if you go through and you make a list of your stressors, you might have five of them, and you list them, and I always list them from top to bottom, you know, my number one stressor, my number two stressor, and so on. And then once I do that, I say to myself, you know, I'm going to open up these can of worms here. May not open all of them at once, but I got five of them I'm stressing over that, you know, I wake up every day and say, man, I wish I had that. I just don't want to deal with that. Okay, whatever. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick one out, obviously the one that's most important to me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to eliminate it. All right. How about that? I'm going to eliminate that problem. Now, how do I go about eliminating it? Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make a list of all the things that are surrounding the problem. You know, all the how did it happen? You know, we're going to do forensics on it. You know, how did I get here? Why did this happen? And then I'm going to say, now that I understand what happened that caused me to get here, what am I going to do next? I'm going to make a list of some possible solutions. So I'm not going to get mired into the what happened, but I would like to get an idea what caused it, because if I don't know what caused it, then it's hard for me to stop from doing it again. And so the beginning thing is that I would look at what my stressors are. And since this is a money show, for many of you, you're stressing over money. So the first thing I would do is I would say, now what caused me to get in this position? Well, usually it's one of two things. Either your income failed you, or your handling of your money failed you, or some combination of both. And then you put yourself in that position. You know, people file bankruptcy. Why? Because, you know, it's a combination usually. It's not just that they went and borrowed so much money that they couldn't, you know, that they went bankrupt. Normally what happens is it's hard to borrow so much money that you're going to go bankrupt, because generally speaking, the businesses loan you, or banks loan you money based on what you can pay for. They don't generally say, hey, you're making $20,000 a year, let's loan you $1 million. They don't do that. What they normally do is they check your credit and your capacity, you know, and your collateral. They call those the C's, you know, that they go through to find out what you can borrow. And then they turn around and they say, well, based on this, you can buy this type of home. We'll loan you money for that, or this car, or we'll loan you some money on a business because you got some collateral, or whatever it may be, or you've got a home and you want to take a mortgage out or refinance, whatever. It's a numbers deal. It's not like they like you and they're going to loan you money. They dislike you. And then what happens is one day you lose your job, and now you don't have your income, and then the next thing you know, you can't fix it, and you go bankrupt. That's how bankruptcies usually work, all right? Or maybe you didn't prepare, you know, for emergencies, and, you know, one of you loses a job, or you have a big, or you have an accident, a medical bill, whatever it may be. So the first thing you need to be thinking about is if you have a money stress right now, we need to look at what caused it. That's the first thing. One thing that you should always do is understand that your income is not permanent. You can always have a setback. And so, therefore, you need to make sure that you do things that will cause you to be in a position to live off of your investments. It's called do-nothing money. Now, the first thing I would do in starting this year off is ask myself this question: if I do nothing, how long will I last? All right, if I do nothing without having a disaster financially. See, understanding that how long you can last, okay, is the starting point of how long you're going to have to last when you retire and don't have any money coming in, and you're having your income coming in off investments. So what we do is we start out, now what causes that to happen? Well, there's a couple things. First thing is we need to take and add up and find out what our net worth is, our true net worth. What is our net worth? Your net worth is your assets minus your liabilities, okay? Assets minus liabilities. So what are assets? Assets are things that appreciate. That means the things that you might think are your assets are probably might not be your assets. In other words, your car is not your asset. Your most of your personal property is not considered, in my mind, an asset. It's just something that's depreciating. It's going to go away, that kind of deal. So what I want to do is I want to find out what my appreciating assets are. That is going to be my top end line, and I'm going to deduct off my debt. All right. And then once I have that, I have a net worth. Now, if you're going to try to live on your net worth, and I want to say this about your home, your home equity would fall into that. But understand that home equity, if you extend yourself too much on your mortgage, you got to take that mortgage debt off and then you start looking at it. So let's take a look at what is do-nothing money. Well, you need to figure that you need 20 times the amount of income that you would like to have in order to quit. How about that? So what that means is if you want 50 grand a year, we need to have a net worth, true net worth, of about $1 million. How about that? Isn't that easy? Just figure that one out. You say, I want to quit. I want to do nothing forever. I want to do nothing. All right, that's fine. Your do nothing income right now, how much do you want? I want $100,000 a year. Well, you need $2 million to do nothing permanently. Isn't that something? This is easy the way. Now we need a $2 million net worth, gives us at 5%, gives us 100 grand a year, and we can do nothing. And we know that we can do nothing permanently. That's pretty cool, right? I want to have a do nothing permanent do nothing. So what we're going to do now is we're going to say, well, I don't have $2 million. What am I going to do? Well, I've got to create a gap between my income and my outgo. And when you do that, you will get a gap, a savings gap. Now, in that savings gap, you can create what we call a financial independence number. And that financial independence number is the number you need in order to quit. And we can show you then what you would need to save at a specific rates in order to get that. So we got to analyze our profit margin. If you would like to find out about that, here's what you do. You can call my office at 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and schedule a phone consultation and find out what your FIN number is. Or you can visit roymatlockjr.com, and you can go right in there, and you can go through some of our different classes that we put on. We've got a 12-week course that you can attend strictly through Zoom. And then in January of this year, I want to encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com and go to our Family Financial Workshop. It's January the 23rd. And it's for 3 hours from 10 to 1. It's something you and your family could do. So what we're going to do, we're going to take and we're going to work on the gap between our income and our outgo. And when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some ways to increase the gap. That gap is called the quality of life gap. If you have a big gap between the income and the outgo, we have quality of life. And so as we come back, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about moving forward with our money. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. on our debut 2021 show of the Money and Business Hour, where we help you work on the things that matter, which is your income and your handling of your money. If you would like to find out more information about what we do as a company, visit roymatlockjr.com, or you can also dial 615-843-2999 if you'd like to get a phone call, consultation, or even do a Zoom or even a one-on-one. We're still doing that as well. So 615-843-2999 or roymatlockjr.com. And also, I would encourage you to visit either roymatlockjr.com or go to Apple Podcast or the ones that you use and look up the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour podcast. We've got about 60 different shows on there that will get you educated on your money. And so this show today is what we should have learned from 2020. And up to this point, we talked about earning money matters, and now we're going to talk about handling money matters. And as we came out of the break, we talked about creating a background analysis of where we're at. And so if you go back to 12/31, first thing I would do, I do this every year, is I would go in and I would take and do an accounting and come up with what my net worth is. You take your assets minus your liabilities. Assets are things that appreciate. Liabilities are things that you pay for. I generally speaking will tell people that your real estate equity is great, but it's not your, unless you're going to do a reverse mortgage and do something to stop the outgo. In many cases, houses are some people's biggest liabilities. And so that doesn't allow you to, you can't live on your liabilities, live on your assets, and the assets are the things that provide you income. And so, you know, you can count your real estate in there if you want to make yourself feel better. But the reality of it is that we want to look at what do we own that will pay us? And that could involve, you know, mutual funds, your 401k, IRAs, all those kind of things. Could be investment property, but things that actually pay us to own it. You have a business that's got value to it that you could either sell or have somebody run and it pays you money. Well, now those are actual assets because they generate income. Income allows us to continue to live. As we went out of the show, we talked about number two, analyze your profit margin. That's your income minus your outgo. And so what would I do right now? Well, let me give you some ideas that I would start thinking about. One of the things that I would be thinking about is how can I go about cutting cost? I always do this at the end of the year. I fire my bills. You know, and what I mean by firing the bills, I turn around and I say, well, if I fire the bills, you know, what happens is I automatically, when I start firing, I end up getting better cash flow. Now, some of them I can't fire, so I have to keep them and I hire them back and that kind of thing. So what I want to do is I want to look at my outgo. I want to find a way to cut some cost. $100 a month is $1,200 a year. $500 a month is $6,000 a year. Some of you right now, if you look at your situation and money's one of your stressors, here's a little key element. Let's say you got a household income of $90,000 a year, husband, wife, you're both working, you got $90,000 a year in bills, you're worried to death every month, you're just barely making it. Well, $500 a month in cuts, you got a $6,000 positive. That's good. You go out and you work to find a way to make another $500 a month. Now you made $96, and before you know it, you picked up maybe an extra $10,000 after taxes. And when you start saving $800 a month, which is $10,000, your stress starts reducing, and eventually you start saving that $10,000. And then the next year, you look back and you're like, all right, what can I do to increase my income, keep my expenses down, all that kind of stuff? And I'm saving more money. Before I know it, I'm moving forward and I'm getting rid of that stress. And now I've got $50,000 saved. And that gives me 8 months to a year of bare bones, do nothing money. So now I know that if I don't work, I got a year. I remember thinking to myself, man, back in the days, I said, I just want to get a year set aside. That way I know if I just want to relax just a little bit, I can survive. And so I've got a year set aside, and then I want 5 years set aside. I want 10 years. I want an unlimited number of years set aside and get myself financially independent as soon as I can. And the way you do that, you focus on cutting expenses and raising income. And here's the cool part. You realize that if you really work on your income, you can have every luxury you want and still save money because you get your income up. But if you bank a big income and you have every luxury and it's more than you're bringing in, then you're going to be stressed. And so it doesn't matter what you earn, okay, as much as what you keep. So you want to make sure you're keeping it and analyze your profit margin. The next thing is you focus on fundamentals. Now, what are fundamentals? I'm going to give you a few fundamentals. Don't do things that cause you to get yourself in trouble. So let me give you an example. Stop spending money on stupid stuff. What about that? I want you to think back in your life and say, how many stupid things did I spend money on? Stop spending money on stupid stuff. I remember back in the early days, in my early 20s, when I didn't know what I was doing, and I went and bought two new cars, and I was like, and now that I have plenty of money and financially independent, I never buy new cars. I haven't bought new cars in 25 years, okay? Because I learned. And then one day I turned 40 and I was had got myself totally financially free, and I thought, I'm going to go buy me a new 911 Porsche, $90,000. And I went and bought that car. I wrote a check for it, put it on the payment plan. I wrote a check for it, paid $90,000. And the next thing you know, a few years later, I sold it. I put 40,000 miles on it, and it cost me $1 per mile to drive that car in a depreciation. And I was like, that was stupid. I don't care how much money you have. That was stupid. Why did I do that? Right? So the first thing that I tell people is stop spending money on stupid things. You can never be too conservative because you never know what's going to happen. So the fundamentals are we need to live below our means. We need to stop spending money on stupid things. You need to think about your money. Understand that your income is not guaranteed going forward. What you need to be thinking about is getting to a point where it doesn't matter if your income comes forward or not. You want to stop adding bad debt. So what is bad debt? Any kind of debt that you can't afford. That's the starting thing. The second bad debt is when you're financing things that go down in value. So what we want to do is we want to stop adding bad debt. Now, what's good debt? Good debt is you can afford it. Right now, I believe this. Anybody that owns a home right now, don't buy into this paying your home off. Come on, people. All right, right now, you can borrow money. It's almost free money on a mortgage. And so, the mortgage interest rates are so low, you should be refinancing right now. That should be first order of business. refinancing, you realize that you can target date when you want to get out of debt. You can do what I call smart refinancing, where you don't end up owing more and that kind of thing. You can consolidate and clean up your balance sheet by, you know, taking some of the appreciation in your home and getting rid of some of this bad debt that you may have accumulated because you spent money on stupid things and now you've changed your mind and you're like, I'm not doing that anymore. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of this equity, I'm going to refinance it, take my rate down, I'm going to pay all that crap off, and then I'm going to invest the difference. So what I used to be paying out in credit cards and car payments and house payments, let's say I'm spending $2,500 a month on that, and now I'm refinance it all into one place and do it for $2,000 a month, I'm going to set up a $500 a month draft into a Roth IRA. So now rather than throwing all this money out and paying too much in interest and paying credit cards, all that, I've cleaned it up. I'm never going back again. I'm not going to go spend do something stupid again. And I say stupid. I'm not in a bad way. I'm saying, you know, when you're out there doing stuff, you get outside and you go do something. So just don't do that. Okay. And then what we're doing is we're cleaning up our balance sheet by doing that. So now we got rid of all the things that are going down in value. All right. At least we got them paid for. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take the difference and save it, all right? And we're going to fire all our bills and only rehire the ones that really matter, all right? And we're going to stick to the fundamentals. We're going to make sure that we're on a good budget, all right? So that way we're not sitting there without, we're just randomly doing things. And we're going to talk about that as we go through the shows. But anyhow, we're going to live on a budget. We're going to have an emergency fund. We're going to build that up. We're going to get 6 months of income set aside. We're going to make sure that we protect ourselves against liabilities, against the loss of income with term life insurance. We're going to protect ourselves in the event we have a wreck or somebody falls or whatever it may be like that. We're going to have liability insurance. We're going to have health insurance in order to make sure that we're not, you know, wiped out that way. And then we're going to go on the offense, and the offense is going to involve, you know, saving money for the long term, retirement plans, investment income that will allow us to, start businesses and things like that. We own our home and we're moving forward, okay, on the offense. We, you know, have our kids some money set aside where they can get a start, maybe college, whatever it may be. But the fact of the matter is that what we're doing is we're moving forward. So just remember this. Put this in your head. You can never be too conservative. All right. And I don't mean conservative from the standpoint of investments. You don't want to be so conservative that you're not investing your money and getting some growth and things like that. I'm saying don't go spending money that you don't have. And if you think you're living below your means, then are you saving 20-30% of your income? So if you're doing that, you're doing the right kind of thing. Being conservative is not saving your 401k, and that's the maximum. You'll never get ahead quick enough to avoid things. So with that being said, I hope you've enjoyed the show. The kickoff is going to continue. I've got some great things that will help you throughout this new year to get your money straightened out. I want to encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com, and we have our upcoming family financial workshop that you'll want to attend on January 23rd. If you'd like a consultation, call 615-843-2999. Until then, I'll talk to you next week. Roy Matlock.